Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Sophie. Hello.
Today, we're talking about the first conditional.
Yes, the first conditional. We'll be looking at why and when we use it.
We'll see how to make it.
There'll be a very helpful pronunciation tip.
And there'll be a quiz at the end of the show. So keep listening.
OK, let's start with why and when. We use the first conditional to talk about possible future situations and their possible results. Here's Catherine with our first example.
If I lose my umbrella, I will buy another one.
Thanks, Catherine. A weather-related example there. If I lose my umbrella, I will buy another one.
And it's made of two parts. The first part describes a possible future situation, and it's made from if plus the present simple. If I lose my umbrella.
And the second part is the result part. It's made of will plus an infinitive. I will buy another one. Can you put them both together now, please, Catherine?
If I lose my umbrella, I will buy another one.
Thanks, Catherine. Here are some more examples.
If I visit Mexico, I will stay with my friends. They will go to the beach if it's sunny. If Michal passes his exams, we'll have a party for him.
So that's the first conditional. If plus present simple with will plus an infinitive to talk about a possible future situation and its possible result.
But if we're not sure if the result part will actually happen, we can use might instead of will. Catherine.
If I lose my umbrella, I might buy another one.
I might buy you dinner tonight, Sophie, if you're nice to me.
Well, I'm always nice, Neil. So, that's might instead of will when we're not certain about the future result.
But if we're sure that the future situation will happen, we can change if to when, like this.
When I lose my umbrella, I'll buy another one.
Oh, you should always look after your umbrellas, Catherine. OK, let's look at using should for advice in a first conditional sentence.
You shouldn't use the kettle if it isn't working properly.
So the result part comes first. We have a modal verb, shouldn't, and we use this to give advice. Don't use the kettle. The if part gives the possible future situation, the kettle isn't working.
But how are we going to make the tea if the kettle's broken? I haven't had a cup all morning.
I'll do my best to fix it, Neil. Now for a pronunciation tip. In our examples about umbrellas, the two words I will can be shortened to I'll. Here's Catherine with the long and short versions of I will. Listen carefully.
If I lose my umbrella, I will buy another one. If I lose my umbrella, I'll buy another one.
I will buy. I'll buy. So will is shortened to just a ul sound. Here are some more examples.
They will go to the beach if it's sunny. They'll go to the beach if it's sunny. If Michal passes his exams, we will have a party for him. If Michal passes his exams, we'll have a party for him.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about the first conditional.
And it's time for a quiz. Decide if these sentences are right or wrong. Sophie will give you the answers. Number one, if William wakes up late, he miss the school bus.
And this sentence is wrong. The if part is correct, but will is missing from the result part. Here's the correct sentence with a short will. If William wakes up late, he'll miss the school bus.
Great. Another one. I'll visit Central Park if I go to New York.
This sentence is correct.
And the last one. I might go to the doctor if I won't feel better tomorrow.
This sentence has the future form won't in the if part. And that's wrong. The correct sentence needs present simple in the if part, so I might go to the doctor if I don't feel better tomorrow.
Well done if you got those right at home. Now, before we go, here's a top tip for using the first conditional correctly. You only need one will, and it's never in the if part. Here's a wrong example.
If I will see Peter on Saturday, I will tell him to call you.
If I will see, I will tell him. Two wills. That's got to be wrong. Let's have a correct version, please, Catherine.
If I see Peter on Saturday, I'll tell him to call you.
That's much better. Only one will, and it isn't in the if part.
So, that's the first conditional. It's made of if plus the present simple with will plus the infinitive.
And we mainly use it to talk about a possible situation in the future and its results.
There's lots more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute grammar. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.